Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI.
We have lots of news to get to with the U.S. Olympic basketball team and some other big NBA news to mix in as we kick off hour three on this Friday. Gresh and Keefe, good afternoon to all the network stations down in Providence, Worcester, Springfield, Keene, New Hampshire, the Cape, and up in Maine. According to various reports, Portland Trailblazers point guard and member of the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team, Damian Lillard, is about to request a trade. We will get to that and what it could mean for the Celtics. But first,
another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is GREAT, G-R-E-A-T. Text GREAT to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. GREAT to 72881. Maybe you can be like one of our Springfield listeners who won themselves $1,000 in our national cash contest. All right, let's get to the news of the day. We know that Bradley Beal is out because of COVID on the U.S. Olympic team. Kevin Love, citing a calf injury, is out as well. So there are two spots open on the Olympic team. But the big news, Damian Lillard, who is playing with Jason Tatum on that Olympic team, is apparently going to formally request a trade to the Portland Trail Blazers, and now business is about to pick up.
It seemed like it was only a matter of time, didn't it? Like, when their season ended, they lost in the first round again this year, the Trail Blazers did, after another all-NBA season, MVP-caliber season from Damian Lillard. He said, I want Jason Kidd. And then Jason Kidd, surprisingly, was like, nah, I don't want that. Now, he ended up getting the Mavericks job, so maybe right. He knew that all along. But I think Lillard was upset with how things are going with the head coaching search, but he's been there a long time. Like, he's 31. A lot of these other guys that we're talking about are in their 20s, and you know they might not be as ready to move teams yet. Even though Lillard has years left on his deal, it felt like this was inevitable. My question is this the trade request or is it not? The headline everywhere is he plans to request a trade. So what is that? Like, did he leak that out there? Or it just seems like it's already off to an odd start. But either way, the way things move in the NBA, it feels like he will not be on the Blazers next year.
I would agree with you. Now, what is Damian Lillard's preference? Because he's been in that organization for a long time.
Yep. And he actually stuck it out, because when they got rid of LaMarcus Aldridge, you kind of thought, oh, Lillard's going to want out. He's the only guy left. But no, he re-signed, and he's been the face of that franchise now for a really long time.
And you would figure that there would be a level of respect that I think the Portland Trailblazers would like to try to treat him with on his way out the door, considering he's kind of where he's similar with James Harden is that he's been with a team for a long period of time. The difference with Damian Lillard is He never squawked or bitched that you got to give me this guy, you got to go get me that guy.
Never.
He was willing to, in a lot of ways, almost go it alone and make do with what he had, unlike James Harden, where it was give me this guy, give me this guy, give me this guy, and then he wanted out of there. And yet they still sent him to the team, the Brooklyn Nets, that he wanted to go to. Now, the word out on the streets and on the interwebs,
yes,
is the four teams that Lillard's interested in.
Here we go. Four teams.
According to one that I'm looking at right here.
By the way, he hasn't requested a trade, but we know that these are the four. That's, he's like, right. Russell Wilson. Like, what are your four teams?
So these are the first four in the clubhouse,
okay.
I guess.
Who do you got?
It'd be the Knicks.
All right, he wants to go to New
which
York.
Which we saw.
Which I give him credit for, because Kevin Durant didn't want the pressure of going to the Knicks. He wanted to team up in Brooklyn, where it's sort of like a side thing, whereas Lillard feels like he would embrace the pressure of the Knicks. That one makes sense.
Now, again, this is internet rumor, innuendo, things being reported, so it could change. But the next team, the Lakers, that's no surprise.
No, it's not. And if they find a way to do that, I don't know what I would do. He's my favorite player in the league.
He teams up
with LeBron and Davis.
You just did
dead inside.
You just did an audible Kiefer sadness.
Yeah, that is.
We could hear that.
That would be the worst if he went there.
Or what if he went to the Miami Heat?
Oof.
That'd be a problem.
That would be a huge problem. And if they keep Butler and Bam out of bye, which I assume they would, man.
Right.
That would be scary.
That's a game changer.
And if you're talking about recruitment, Bam out of bye is there.
Bam out of bye is on there as well.
By the way, I know we'll get into some of the replacements, but I don't think it'd be crazy for Julius Randle of the Knicks to end up taking Kevin Love's spot. Right? But possible.
True.
And that there could be some recruiting going on there as well. All right. So those are three of the teams.
Warriors.
Excuse me? The
Warriors.
Celtics aren't on there?
The Celtics are not on there, no.
So Lillard could go play with Curry and Thompson? Come on. Come on.
Now,
how fun would that be to
now,
watch, by the way?
What is scary about that, and I know we'd
a
have
lot
to,
of things.
I know we'd have to dig in on the math, but Golden State right now has the 7th and the 14th pick in the draft. They had the number one overall pick. Was it number one overall?
James Wiseman. Your guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have the number one overall pick from a year ago. They have draft capital. And I don't know if they would have – I don't know how the money on that would work. Would you have to would you have to include one of your
– Well, so here's the
one
other
of
thing.
Your players that you don't want to get rid of.
So you remember – and, like, they obviously haven't been the focus of the league for the last couple of years, but they have Andrew Wiggins and his monster contract. So that's the guy that
Wiggins,
would have to go. Wiggins, Wiseman,
and
two of your picks from
two
this
picks,
year.
So you at least got the start of something.
I don't know if you can do a whole lot better if you're Portland. Because that's the thing that, so for obviously upsetting that the Celtics aren't on there. And again, this is just an internet thing. This isn't like.
This isn't from him,
this
right?
This isn't a Lillard tweet or Instagram post or Players Tribune or anything like that. This is kind of speculation. But if he goes to the Warriors, I mean, I guess that they could get it done. They also have Draymond Green's contract, but I assume they'd want to keep Draymond Green. But by the way, Draymond Green is there. So Draymond can recruit him. Maybe Julius Randle, if he ends up joining, can recruit him. And Bam Adebayo. So you have all those guys there. So the Celtics aren't on that list, but also kind of good news is Philly's not on that list. Because if he went to Philly in place of Ben Simmons,
now that
they would be scary.
They
would Lillard Embiid combo might dominate the Eastern Conference, at least for a year or two. So I guess my question would be, is there a way to get the Celtics somehow on that list? And so what also has to happen is, it's not, I don't think he has a no trade clause, but, you know, again, these players,
sure,
they could complicate it
if he wants to.
But again, I think he has a decent enough relationship with Portland. If they say, all right, here's the offer though that we're getting from the Celtics, and if the Celtics have a better offer than the Knicks, like, I don't even know what the Knicks would offer. Obi Toppin, who they just drafted, and a bunch of first-rounders? Because you would think any team that Lillard goes to, don't take the best player off unless that defeats the purpose. Like, you would want to team up Lillard with Randle. You'd want to team up Lillard with Curry and Thompson, or LeBron and Anthony Davis, or Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. Why else? You know, right? And for him, too, who wants to win, that's why the Knicks one's a little weird. Because if he wants to go further than the Blazers, those other three teams make sense, but the Knicks don't really.
You can contribute to this show via the 3T. In the Twitch chat, you can text us at 37937 or on Twitter at Gresh Keefe. And I'm working through these, and like, I just pulled up the Golden State Warriors cap table, and you're right. Wiggins
makes a lot of money.
Wiggins, Wiseman, and two first-round picks.
That'd get it done.
It would get it done from a math standpoint.
Oh, yeah, but for Portland,
does it get it done? Right.
Yeah, Wiggins is one of those guys who he reminds me sort of different players, but like Victor Oladipo, where Victor Oladipo has been involved in a couple of these blockbuster trades mm-hmm. because the team getting him back is like, oh, he's pretty good. Like, he's not a superstar, but he's also not just cap filler either.
Oh, my God. I just went on to the Knicks and for now they have some people on cap holds.
Yeah, they had nobody under contract for 2 years.
They don't. It's Julius, right? Like Julius Randle would be $21 million and the rest. RJ Barrett, Kevin Knox, Obi Toppin's only making $5
million. Yeah, it's his rookie deal. So you'd have to trade Toppin, Barrett, and first-round picks and then hope Portland wants that.
The Knicks, you're right. The Knicks wouldn't be able to give... the Knicks wouldn't be able to give Portland what they want.
But here's the other thing with Lillard. He makes 43.7 next year, 47, then 50.7, and then has a player option for $54 million. So,
Dang. So
he is wildly expensive, but you could definitely add that up. I think just Wiseman and Wiggins, as you said, would do it. The Knicks a little bit different, but the Knicks I think are going to be under the cap. So they don't have to match it in another year.
And how do you get this done if you're Miami? Goran Dragic is he's on a I think it's a club option for 19.4. With Iguodala, it would be like extend and trade, and you wouldn't want really either one of those guys. Does Tyler Hero do anything for anybody? You do have a cap hold on Victor Oladipo, so that'd be $31 million. So now it would be a Bird re-signing, meaning under the Bird rights. So you'd be able to sign and trade him. I don't think Trevor Ariza does anything for anybody. You send them Duncan Robinson?
See, I would want to keep Duncan Robinson. I would probably trade Tyler Hero. That would be the first guy gone off of that team.
Does it feel like Miami would be able to give it as enticing? Right now, it seems like Golden State would be able to put together the best package of players and picks. Let me slide to Philadelphia.
You're right. I think Golden State would. Wiggins, Wiseman, and two top 10 or top 11 picks in this year's draft. That has to be. That's Celtics tough, top that?
Tough to beat. Unless you're giving them.
I like Jaylen Brown, obviously, a lot, but now you're talking about how many picks if you're going to want to compete with that.
Well, I'd said to you in the off air show that if you re signed Evan Fournier, and you have Tristan Thompson, and you have Marcus Smart, and you throw in one of the Youngs, whomever it is, right? Romeo Langford, whichever one fits their fancy out there, even if it's Aaron Nesmith. I think for a player of Damian Lillard's caliber and ability, you would have to, and that's trying to do it without giving up Jaylen Brown.
You know what? I think he's going to Golden State. That's what I've come up with. If these lists are true, I think the Knicks doesn't make a ton of sense for him unless he just wants to be the guy to bring the Knicks back, but then he doesn't have a lot of help around him. And even Randall's flawed, but there's nobody else around him, and they'd have to gut all their picks. I think the Miami Heat, if they want to keep Butler and Bam Adebayo, how do you get that done? How do you sell it? Hero and a bunch of picks for Damian Lillard?
Doesn't work.
No. And then the Lakers, again, you got to keep LeBron and Anthony Davis. So good luck. The rest of their roster stinks.
They're better off.
Kyle Kuzma's not going to get that one done.
I would agree.
So now, the Warriors, the Warriors seems like...
Okay, maybe.
That's the one.
But what if Ben Simmons is on the table for the Philadelphia 76ers in terms of the players? And I'm out on Simmons. However, you got to dangle something to them, and it's a 25-year-old point guard who is signed, and you could figure out the other way to balance the money.
Right.
But if you're looking at the Golden State players... So it's Wiseman,
Wiggins
and Wiseman, or would you rather have Simmons?
Because
there's other, Philly would have to trade picks too. So, the difference is Golden State has, again, I think it's like 7-14 this year in this year's draft.
I mean, Wiseman's 20 years old and was the number one pick in the draft. So that's pretty enticing. I know Simmons is still young, but again, he's like, you have to fix him. You have to figure out a way to fix him. And oh, by the way, Simmons already is on a max deal. Wiseman's on his rookie deal. So if you're Portland, you could even take on Wiggins, play him for 2 years, or flip him for something.
Mm-hmm.
You still have CJ McCollum. You still have, I believe, Norm Powell. And then you now have James Wiseman, who's the number one pick in the draft. And then take the number 7 pick. Now you have another rookie contract on there. It just seems like that one is the easiest to sell to your fan base and maybe the way to sort of rebuild, but without bottoming out. Like you're adding these young guys that are very manageable. And again, you don't want to trade Lillard, but if he forces your hand, I think that's the best thing you could get.
And if you're an eighth or a ninth place team anyway, how far are you really going to drop? And you're going to pretty much be in the same neighborhood in terms of record-wise.
And I think if you're the Warriors, you say, all right, Curry, a little bit older. Thompson's coming off these injuries. Draymond Green, a little bit older. It actually lines up better for them to sort of take this group for the next 3 years and try to win out. You know, because when they drafted Wiseman, I think they had to do it. They had the number one pick, but he's like 12 years younger than all the other guys on their team. So it's like by the time he gets really good, those other guys might be out of there. So for them, Lillard would be a pretty interesting fit.
All right. So do you want to then, if you're the Celtics, try to bowl Portland over, knowing that Golden State could give you two players, one young, one who's got a big salary, and a couple of picks, or if you're the Celtics, do you try to counter with Jaylen Brown, Romeo Langford, Time Lord, or Jaylen Brown, Aaron Nesmith, Robert Williams? Is Damian Lillard worth, A, playing the Jaylen Brown card, but also what players you might have to attach with him to be able to get this done? And that's not from the salary cap standpoint. It's from the look at these assets we're giving you right now standpoint.
Yeah.
Because the future first would be included.
Yeah, I would call them and say, besides Jason Tatum, what do you like? Like, what would make sense for you? That's what I would say. Because that's what it should be. Everybody besides Tatum should be available. Now, I mean, they could get a little slappy. They could ask for all your players and all your picks. And then at that point, you could say, no.
Of course
one guy who's 31. But be like, what makes sense? What off of our roster do you like? And even still, that may not be enough to compete with Golden State.
Totally riffing.
Yep.
But might Al Horford be enticing to Portland only because if we're looking at it as it's going to be 1 year of Al Horford and then you're going to get out from underneath the contract, if you're Portland and you're looking to free up even more cap space, does Al Horford actually make sense, not from the standpoint of the player you get, but the cap space it would free up, and it allows you to present a bit of a different deal to Portland?
So if I'm Portland, that does not entice me, only because I don't think they are a market where cap space is super important. I think they need to draft or trade for their players to get them.
That's an interesting take.
I don't think it's a big free agent destination. So you already have CJ McCollum locked up for a long time. You had Lillard locked up. But I want to swap him out for somebody like James Wiseman, who you would have under control for a while, or even Jaylen Brown, who signed his extension. Or, again, I know the player's flawed, but Ben Simmons, who you at least have for a long time. And sure, they could always demand a trade, but it's not like they're going to leave you in free agency. Because let's say in 2 years, Portland has all this cap space, but so does New York, so does, you know, picking a couple of teams around the league. I don't know if superstars are going to flood to Portland anyway.
I'm trying to pull up the Portland stuff here pretty quick. Of course,
so they
this computer is killing me.
So
the only reason I wanted to look it up is if you're the Celtics and you have to include Jaylen Brown, do you maybe then have to consider getting McCollum in the deal as well?
See, that I think would be tough to pull off just because McCollum is also already $30 million plus. Like, he has a big contract. So those are the only two big contracts on the team. They have Nurkic and Covington for just over 12 or just under 13 for Covington, 12 for Nurkic. Norman Powell is actually on a player option, so I think he's going to opt out. They're going to probably have to give him a lot of money. He's pretty good.
Horford, Brown, Smart, and some picks for McCollum and Lillard.
I mean, I would do it. I don't know.
Well, of course we would.
Yeah, I would.
And you would have to throw in maybe one of Nesmith or Langford, someone like that.
They might want Pritchard just because, you know, Oregon guy. They'd probably want.
Well, we know that there are teams that definitely slip on that banana peel. Oh, give me the local guy. Well, he's limited.
Couple tickets.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He's a high school college legend out there. So.
So this is now going to get real interesting. And I didn't think of it until you said it. There are other guys that are going to be recruiting Damian Lillard. So now it's not just Tatum doing it. It's Tatum, Adebayo, who reps Miami.
Draymond Green.
And Draymond Green in terms of Golden State.
And maybe
Julius
Randle.
And Lillard is from Oakland, I think.
And Lillard, Lillard is from Oakland.
Yeah.
So that's also an easy
big
appeal.
Time.
And he's played on all these all-star teams with Curry and Thompson before. He knows those guys. He's going to be introduced to those guys. They've had great matchups, Lillard and Curry.
The more we've workshopped this.
That's what's happening.
The Celtics can get in on this if they want to dangle Jaylen Brown. I think they can make Golden State sweat a little bit. Mm-hmm. But off of what you said, Wiggins, Wiseman, two first-round picks, and I'm sure they might find a way to get a sweetener. Like, that's tough to beat.
That is really tough to beat. They put themselves in a good spot, kind of a couple years, have their guys recover from injury, but acquired a couple of assets in the, during this time.
So they could have Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard.
Yep. And then I could be the fifth starter. They'd still win.
Golly.
Pretty good.
That is something. All right, so we are now all on Damian Lillard watch. Here's Shine with Trending.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness with Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
I bring it.
And it's the Celtics.
We took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 132, 33, 30.
And so she said she was looking for some guy named Greg.
And the latest challenge involves condoms.
Oh. All right, it's noon 30 on a Friday. That means it's time for our weekend review here on Gresh and Keefe. And we begin, as we always do, with a little segment within the segment called Trust Us, We're Professionals.
We're all professionals here, right?
Trending now. The Red Sox took shortstop Marcelo is it Mayer or Meyer?
How in the world does he does it?
To become the third back-to-back Derby champ ever. Gresh just read something funny on the text line, apparently, and so he'll just laugh into his
microphone. I'm staying silent.
Just because Oakland lost Nelson Aguilar. The Red Sox will get back into action tomorrow night in New York against the Yankees, which you can hear right here. Which you can listen to. I actually taught my dog a trick. You'd be very happy about this.
Okay.
I taught him how to do happy? Mad...
How happy would you be about it?
That damn list. Damn, way again. David Ortiz.
You'd be very happy about
happy
this.
Happy birthday.
Because I'm very happy. If you feel like a room without a roof. Very happy. Very happy.
That's right. Shine gave us a brand new one this week. To be very happy. So happy weekend to everybody that's out there.
Shine does 20 minutes of these trendings. That's what it should be. About a minute, 20 of them in a week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that whole thing is him.
Yep. Often.
So, hey, you're in there, too.
Oftentimes it is. I think we heard aggression there, didn't we, at some point?
Listen, aggressions.
We produce 141 hours of content every week on this show. That's not a lot for me to be
Gresh
in there.
Just read something funny on the text line, apparently, and so he'll just laugh into his microphone.
I'm staying silent.
Just because.
You missed one of him coughing over the, was that yesterday, where he just coughed again during the trending?
He thinks
his mic's off, so he thinks nobody can hear him.
Yeah.
My mic's on. It's not that far away.
Sometimes Rich is Mike catches the coughs.
That's what I'm saying.
And I know that, yeah. But John's always telling me, oh, you didn't turn your mic off.
Yeah.
I turn the mic off.
You do your best.
I just bellow. I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Well, it was a big week because it was Chris Shime's birthday week. And it began on Monday.
Yes.
That was the actual day of it.
That's right.
Really, we celebrated it all week. But nobody celebrated it more than friend of the show, Twitch David Ortiz.
It is Shime's birthday.
Yes, it
today.
Is. Happy birthday, Shime.
That's right.
Thanks, guys.
Shime is a big 29 years old. Ooh. First birthday as a homeowner.
That's right.
And apparently he got a little delivery
is
there,
right?
Keith.
How
yeah, apparently it smells like a spicy chicken sandwich in there. That's
Are
right.
you loving it in there, Shime?
Big shout out to the real David Ortiz.
The real David Ortiz.
Not the other David Ortiz.
No, this is fake David Ortiz.
No, this is real David Ortiz.
Which, now he's Shime's calling him real now because he sent him food.
He sent Shime food. This is the real Ortiz.
That's as real as it gets.
Giant bag of food. Shime ate it in one break.
Yep.
And that was it.
And John tried to convolute the real versus the fake David Ortiz. No. Now, I don't even know who brought Shime real chicken sandwich.
Well, Twitch David Ortiz's Twitter handle is the real David Ortiz, but he is the second David Ortiz. Just at David Ortiz on Twitter is the original David Ortiz.
I thought there was David Ortiz that ended with a Z in one of these Twitter handles.
David Ortiz?
I know we're going to... Yes, David Ortiz. David Oqueso is the Spanish version.
David Ocasio-Cortez.
David Arquette.
So, of course it'd be a liberal, John.
I know we're going to do King of Dink at some point today. Or do we have time for that? We're
going to
do that at some point.
Oh, yeah. King of Dink's going to be great.
So you know who could have been in the mix is Team USA head basketball coach Greg Popovich.
Very true.
Who, during a little bit of a back and forth, had this earlier in the week.
Let me also answer that question. You know, you asked the same sort of question, the same family of question last time, where you assume things that are not true. When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. So, can I finish? Can I finish my statement?
Can I finish? Please, can I finish?
Okay, I'm finished.
Can I finish? Like, what a clown. Like, oh my God. That's like the one saving grace, because I am rooting for Team USA. I know they're an overwhelming favorite, but if they lose, at least it's this guy at the center of it.
You know, that reporter, now that I hear that again, all he had to do was wait and then hit him with the facts. And Pop wouldn't have been able to talk his way out.
And by the way, Mr. There are no blowouts. The next game, they won by 28.
That's right.
So.
Can I finish? Please, can I finish?
Okay, I'm finished.
All right, one of Gresh's, I think, favorite topics would have to be birthday sex. That seems to be in our short time working
together.
Because
he's never had it before, so.
John has a working theory here on that. But again, piggybacking off of Shime's birthday, this was Tuesday, the day after, and Gresh had a lot of questions.
Suggestions for Shime. Shime, let's just get to the main event here. Did the night end the way it should have?
What
like,
are
did
we
you
doing?
Get some birthday this is what
I draw the line here.
This is unnecessary.
What do you mean?
Gresh, I would never kiss and tell.
That's right.
What I'm trying to do as an older person is help guide you through
notable
life.
Sex haver, Andy Gresh,
giving
Shime some advice.
I'm just saying there are times you need to capitalize.
Your kids aren't even your kids.
I'll do it just fine.
Right? And there's a talent in that, John. You should take some notes.
You could be a virgin for all we know.
Huh?
You could be a virgin.
I'm on my second marriage. I passed that one a long time ago. I'm just saying that, you know, there
doesn't prove anything. That's right. Doesn't prove a thing.
Just trying I'm just trying to help Shime with the delights that could have been waiting for him on his birthday.
You're implying that he needs help.
Well,
you're also making it sound like people only have intercourse on like anniversaries or holidays.
No, you have a different kind of intercourse on your birthday or anniversary.
Well, if it's already that kind
let's go to a candlelit dinner and spend $250 not talking to each other.
He's gonna finesse stuff out of her.
Yeah.
Come on.
I have to work so hard.
I'm just saying.
I love us.
Sex for the purpose of procreation.
And then meanwhile, we actually have a quote from Shime's girlfriend on the night of his birthday.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Can I finish? Please, can I finish?
Okay, I'm done.
See?
At least they finished.
All right. So we also have listeners asking
questions, by the way. Hopefully Shime will include that in the 3T coming up.
So we also had this. Our new favorite baseball player was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates this week. Gresh laughing.
12:53, Gresh and Keefe here with you. There have been very few times where Rich has said something to me off the air that I can't stop thinking about.
MLB Draft Tracker said the Pirates just selected a pitcher from Nevada named Owen Schartz. That's his name.
We're infants.
It's my cousin.
That's John's guy.
I mean,
at what point do you just say? By the way, Owen Schartz, we tweeted out the video of us talking about that, and he liked the tweet.
You know what I can't?
Guy's got a sense of humor about him.
You know how in baseball and hockey, they always come up with nicknames?
Yes.
Is he Schartzy?
Probably.
That also makes me laugh, too.
Or when your name is just so good, you don't even need the nickname. He's just Schartz.
Well, that's the thing.
Just calls him just Schartz. Well, again, we could add another candidate for Dink of the Week.
Ooh.
Even. That'd be Joe Buck, who was on the call of the All-Star game, and the poor players, including Xander Bogaerts, while playing the game, had to talk to Joe Buck.
What's coming, Xander? What's coming? Oh, he got you. Not the fastball. That was filthy.
Awful.
I just wish he would be like, awful. Shut the F up.
Yeah, seriously.
How great would that be? Well, we'll turn his mic off.
Oh, my God. Terrible. And then the last thing we'll leave you with here, it was the story of Bill Belichick interviewing Joe Judge. Judge revealed this earlier in the week. It's sort of a different type of job interview than you might have.
And we're full engaged in the interview, talking about personnel reviews and scouting, all sorts of stuff. He's taking his shirt off. And he's like, all right, yeah. And then he walks behind like the corner. And he comes out. He's got different pants on as we're talking. What is going on here?
What do you think about the corner kickoff after being up three?
Well, as long as he's keeping it to football, he's not like, hey, does this look infected? Or he's not doing any of that stuff, right? He's just, he keeps it on the interview. Then I guess you have to wrap your head around that. Like, sir, I want to coach special teams. I like the onside kick is all I'm trying to
He's
help
not
you
looking
with.
In a mirror, like squeezing his zit, yeah, going, like, what do you think of the new kickoff rules?
He's like, I know it's not that red, but it itches like a mother.
By the way, that's how Spaz got his job with Greg Hill. Greg started disrobing in front of him.
He's
Spaz
like,
didn't even think twice about it and was like, hey, there you go.
Perfect.
He was like, whatever.
Match made in heaven.
That's right.
Those two guys.
I've seen a naked man before. Can I work for you? There you go.
All right, there you go. There's your weekend review.
That is fantastic stuff right there. All of the good stuff that you missed this week with Gresh and Keith. Netflix wants to do what now? I turn to the dorks on the show for some help next.
You'd be very happy about this.
Okay.
I taught him how to do mad.
How happy would you be about it?
Can I finish?
Can I finish? Please, can I finish?
Okay, I'm finished.
Follow us on Twitter.
That's not fair, but yeah.
At Gresh Keith, at Keith21, at The Real Gresh, and always at WEEI.
Netflix wants in the video game business. Help
Get out.
Me out
Stay
here.
Out of it. Stay
one of the
out of it. Not for you.
One of the co-hosts of the Dork Podcast, Rich Keefe, alongside me here. I don't know if this would ever come up on a Dork Pod with you and Davey.
Of course it would. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is right in Davey's wheelhouse. Of course, Davey has the Davey Video Game Minute every single episode of the Dork Podcast. And this is one where Netflix does great at being Netflix. They do a great job with their own TV shows. Kind of hit or miss with the movies that they develop. At least there's a lot of them. I feel like you get your bang for your buck when it comes to the Netflix subscription. Nobody's complaining about it. Also, maybe the best user-friendly layout. Like HBO Max sucks. Terrible app. Terrible.
Peacock.
Awful.
Peacock, if you're a good. WWE network to Peacock, forget about it.
I think these other places are probably like, you know what? We don't want ours to be like Netflix. We want to do something different. It's like, why? Netflix has it figured out. It's right there. It's very easy. What you were watching, what maybe you'd like to watch. Very easy to stream through it.
And if their movies are hit or miss, that's no different than movies in general.
So they're
a major production
And
house.
I just think it's just so much content, too, that there's something for everybody, and therefore you're getting your money's worth. But now trying to dabble into the video game thing, like, no. Because, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Google also try to get into the old
video
game?
Had what's called Google Stadia, which you could basically just get video games right from, like, your Google account or whatever, and you can play them right on your computer, and that
I just don't think it's not like there's this huge desire for this other company to emerge, because you have PlayStation, you have Xbox, you have the Nintendo Switch, and then obviously all the PC games,
and you can't buy any of those
and
systems.
Right, you're trying to fight for those. Yeah, so maybe this will be available, and that's why people will buy it, but I don't really know if there's a market for it. Like, I don't know what their niche would really be.
I don't either. Like, unless there is a genre of video games that they're going to get into specifically. That's the only thing that I could think of that would make this work.
Because everybody else, like, they have the catalog. Like, so if you play Nintendo Switch, for example, they also have it available where you can play the old school Nintendo games on there if you want, and the Super Nintendo games and all that. So I just don't think it seems like a reach too far.
The only way this works, I think, is if they have a bunch of those games like the old Telltale games, because they did something similar with like Black Mirror, and like it's kind of like a choose your own adventure, not even really a game, but more so just like a story.
So they did this. I don't know if you ever watched this or really, I don't even know if you call it watching. It's like sort of like experience it. But Black Mirror is like a series. And they did a one-off called Bandersnatch. And it was literally a choose your own adventure. So you'd sit there with your easy called Bandersnatch.
I know.
You would sit there with your remote and you would decide, like, do you want the character to go through that door or do you want him to sit in the chair?
Oh,
like, you would, like,
it's like an alternate movie ending.
So I'm with Shyam. If it turns into a movie experience like that, then that's kind of cool. That's a little bit different, but not like the straight up, hey, let's play a video game, give me the controller, and I'm playing like a, like Netflix shouldn't be making sports games or something.
Well, and that's what I wonder is if Netflix, quote unquote, stays in their lane,
yeah,
since they are developing content, is it natural for them, since they own it, to them had a video game arm so that if they do have a hit movie, they can then own the development of the video game?
That might be their thought.
I'm just trying to think of the money here.
That might be the thought.
So a texter sent in, I guess GameStop's trying to get into digital gaming, and they're trying to beat them to the punch, maybe?
I read the Bloomberg article, and it's a bit confusing about like what this actually is or is going to be.
Right.
But the impression I get is that they, like, do you guys remember Gamefly? I don't know if you ever did that, Rich, where it was basically Netflix for video games. Like,
they
send you games and you rent them.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like this is going to be like a streaming video game situation where maybe they're not creating their own content per se, but like you could put Madden 18 on Netflix and there's a Netflix tab which then opens the door. It's like, what do you use for a controller or anything? Like, I don't really know, but like, so when you, because when you stream a game, like that eliminates having to store it on a console that has a limited amount of space.
Oh God, I hear about that from kids all the time.
Yeah. it's in the infancy, so we don't know what the hell they're even thinking about doing with it right now.
No, but I think Shyam's on it. If they could find a way to just make more of those, because they have the studios, right? The TV shows, the movies. So you could easily just get actors to sort of do all these different parts,
right,
and then have it be a choose your own adventure, which nobody else is doing. So you'd be kind of out ahead of everybody else, and that'd be a reason to get the Netflix over Prime or Hulu or HBO or all that stuff. That'd be their own thing. That'd be pretty cool.
Aren't those like escape rooms becoming a big deal? Like, I wonder if they could do a video game version of like that. Are you into those?
I've never done it, but I've wanted to.
So you wouldn't freak out having an hour on the clock? Because some people get like claustrophobic or freak out.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Saw movies.
I've never done it, but
it sounds cool.
Oh, it totally does.
Yeah.
They've had video game versions of those for like a long time, though. AddictingGames.com wasted a lot of time in that elementary school. They had escape rooms on there.
That's one of the major gaming companies, I'm sure.
Yes.
AddictingGames.com.
Oh, everyone knows about that. You're trying to belittle me right now? Everyone knows about that website.
Everyone knows about that.
Yeah.
So all the kids,
everyone our age.
Yeah, okay, 30 and under is aware of AddictingGames.com.
Yeah, because for some people, AddictingGames.com can mean something different. It could be drugs. It could be sex. It could be something like that.
I'm just pointing out that it
could be a two-way go or a three-way go. There we go. We head into the final hour. We have news on the Red Sox Yankees. We know who's replacing Kevin Love on the Olympic team.
And Beal.
Oh, and Beal?
We got the answer on both now.
Oh, dear Lord. And we're going to do the King of Dink next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.